Leadership skills prove to be vital in the workplace, but what about during school years? Chinese parents are sometimes too hesitant or too eager to push their kids into student leader positions. They're called banggambor in Chinese. So are these student leadership positions a huge deal in the dynamic of the classroom in China?
Well, let's first talk.
Yeah, so you know this stuff.
I first want to talk about what was put on the paper, some things that maybe were published. On December 20th, 2016, Shanghai-based news website, The Paper, published an article talking about the controversy, because that's why we're talking about it, the controversy over whether or not children should participate in student leadership services. The debate has been kind of confusing for parents in China. Let's talk about why it's confusing. New Honglin, fill us in about student government here.
Yeah, so basically parents are saying that when a student is being in the student leadership service, it will take up a lot of their time, so their time of study will be affected, and that is their major concern. But like He Yang has just said, our major concern is that if the power will hamper the kids growing up, their psychological status when they are filled with this power, because I've talked about it with Ryan before the show, that the structure of classes in China and the US are really different, and also the leadership service is really different, because in China, when you are in the student leadership, you have this, you are in kind of power.
We'll talk about that. What exactly do you mean? So there's the class monitor, the vice class monitor, the labor commissary. What is the power that those roles have?
Yeah, the monitors are really doing some monitoring. For example, if there is a self-study class, maybe sometimes a teacher will be the supervisor. But when the teacher is having something they wanted to do, they will ask one of the monitor to be the supervisor in the classroom. That happened to me. So basically, they are in power if you can talk to each other, if you can even go out to use the restroom. So they are somehow a leader in the class.
So you're saying that this class monitor, under certain circumstances, has the power to say who can come and go from the bathroom, maybe even check academic works, maybe
homework
and whatnot.
Yes.
And this happens in primary school, middle school? Where is this
school,
happening?
Primary school, middle school. I think high school is better. But according to my personal experience, when I was in primary school, sometimes these student leaders can even check the test papers of other students. Maybe basic stuff, but they can.
So it sounds like a huge privilege.
Yes.
And as, you know, kids, you don't really have had the opportunity to see what power looks like or feel, you know, when you're drunk in power, what that's like. And I think this is the first window for these kids. So supposedly it's about training someone to become the top of the pack, a leader in the pack. How could that go wrong?
Well, I mean, so definitely let's talk about how it can go right, because there's research that was conducted this year by Michael Anderson from UC Berkeley and Fangwen Liu from Renmin University, and they found that kids who assume these leadership roles and services in schools have increased test scores, dramatically increased political popularity in class, and you can understand that basically they are kind of put on a pedestal to be the exemplary students. So when you choose a student to pick that role, they feel that way about themselves, and so they want to represent themselves in that way. That makes sense. That's psychology, I think, like basic level psychology. But let's talk about how it's done in China and then also in the U.S. Now, New Honglin had just said that the students assume these political roles in student government as early as primary school. And I remember when I was in primary school, I was vice president of my entire elementary class, or I think actual entire elementary school.
So how many people are subject to you?
Oh, God. So I was the guy after the president, and I think it was me and my buddy that ran. So he wanted to be president. I was just – I was doing it, honestly, guys, full disclosure, because I would get out of class occasionally. Mom, now you know. And anyways, but so I remember the process was, you know, we had president, vice president, treasurer, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't like a super serious thing, but I think it was meant to get the school used to the maybe the political system that goes on in everyday life in the U.S. So I had to get in front of the entire student body in our auditorium. I think, I don't even remember how old I was, but I basically just said a bunch of stuff like, I want to be president or vice president because I think sodas should be free and candy should be eaten by all students. And of course, all the students were like, yeah. And the teachers were like, oh, we can't do that. So, you know, but that kind of stuff, it wasn't super realistic. And we would have these meetings. And I think the teachers kind of used this as guinea pigs. They were like, okay, kids, you know, during our student body meetings. Okay, now your elected staff will choose whether or not something so not a big deal, like if you will leave 5 minutes earlier for recess. And, you know, of course, we all voted in favor of that. but it was just more to teach you about the facets of government. Here I'm actually seeing little primary school kids have power over other primary school kids. And that, to me, can be a problem.
Yeah, I get, because it's like what you're describing is like a little project that is enrolled by some students that they can have a taste of what it's like to have an initiation and discuss and then decide. But in China here, to a lot of the student leaders, they are actually being the little student helper of the teacher. So when the teacher don't have time to do something, they want the student helper to do it. So they are kind of having this like teacher's pet kind of quality in them. And that is...
How are they elected? How do you get to be the class monitor?
It's different in different schools because some student leaders are just appointed by the teacher and some are actually elected. But after some time, it's always the boys and girls with better score and with more teachers saying they're nice, complimenting them, will get elected. So I don't think the process will make that huge a difference.
Well, that's interesting, because when you talk about teacher's pet, well, those listeners of the show probably think that has nothing to do with He Yang.
But is it true?
Here comes the huge revelation. When I was in primary school in Beijing, yes, I was a huge teacher's pet. And guess what? I assume the highest position in student leadership, that's called 大队长, that is like the whole school, all students, in theory, look up to you.
In theory.
And at the time, I remember there was a so-called election going on. And I think if this is done right, this is great education for kids, for other kids as well. Like what Ryan has said, it's your first opportunity maybe to cast a vote, to understand, to vote someone you like in. I think that's really good education. But during my time, yes, I think there was an election and I gave a small speech and I got full votes. Okay. Without sounding too arrogant.
Dusting your shoulder off there, huh? Dust it off. Yeah.
I feel my ego is just blown out of proportion right now. And how did I manage to do it? Not because my speech was that interesting or I promised to give out free sodas. Ryan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it was simply because I had really good scores.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Exactly. Niu Honglian, you make a really good point here. And Ryan, what kind of kids get elected into the student body in the U.S.?
I think we vote, guys, this was like a long time ago. I barely remember some parts of this, but yeah, I think we got voted. But okay, so I want to talk more about this Chinese system because I have beef with it, okay? And that is... there are bullies and kids that don't understand how to treat other kids because maybe they just haven't learned or their parents are lousy at teaching them about it. And so they have to figure out through trial and error throughout their life before they can become a socially responsible human being. But when you actually give power to a kid to have power over another kid, kids will run wild with it. They don't understand what they're doing. There's the concept of like making this person your slave maybe seems like fun to them and or torturing them. No, really, you know, kids are still learning how to be good kids, you know, to other students and sometimes. So I think what Nuhong Lin had described is when there's a teacher away or a class where it's self-study, suddenly this one kid has free roam over all other kids. That's huge responsibility. And who's there to keep that kid in check to make sure he's not bullying some other kid or choosing some kid to be like the class joke or something like that is going on behind the scenes. At least, you know, in the student government I was in the States when I was a little kid in primary school, we had no really real power. It was in a way a popularity contest, I guess, to some extent. But we really just did. It was more for fun than anything else.
Yes, and I wanted to say that for those parents who think if their kid get elected as a student leader, he or she will be improved a lot and get a lot of leadership ability, it is not always the case. Because as a student leader, you're always backed by the teachers. Whatever you do, the teacher will back you up. They will not punish you that hard. They will give you certain power, and that is not really cool. So I'm shouting out to the teachers out there, if you're selecting a student leader, make sure you know what kind of power you can give it to.
Right. One thing I do want to say, though, you know, primary school and I would say middle school, but anything up above that level should, I think it's actually a very healthy thing to play a part in student government. It helps with your communication skills, people skills, networking, management skills. You gain responsibility, time management, because you're doing so much. And there was this thing in my university and high school. Student governments and whatnot that look so good on a resume and help you get into programs and colleges all around the world that you want to get into. So it is a good thing. I just think keep in mind kids are kids, and when you give them power, sometimes they don't understand how to responsibly use it.
Yes, I think that you sum it up really well. But as a kid,
as the president,
yeah,
or yeah, class monitor.
Class, the whole school.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I think I can share a little bit about the experience being in power kind of thing when you were that young.
Yeah.
And yes, you the way it works in China is always the teacher consider you as part of their side thing. Otherwise, you won't be in that position.
In your class, did everybody, was it a required law that everyone had to be fashionable and fabulous?
That's such a good question,
I would imagine
Ryan.
That.
Well, too bad I didn't acquire my amazing fashion taste back then at that age. But yes, I remember, to respond to Ryan, according to Superman, you know, great power comes with great responsibility, and that is something I vaguely understood at the time.
That's good. That's awesome.
But yes, who can keep this kid in check is kind of a good question here. And Hey Tang Hua Mei Ban, our longtime listener on WeChat, is saying power is also about serving other people, and this is a good way to cultivate a sense of responsibility.
Well said.
Yeah. I cannot
poetically well
agree
said
more. Yes. And so, yes, I think with leadership skills, the way it's worked in China, there could be some possible problems. And I realized part of it as in junior high, I didn't hold any leadership positions because
no more teachers, Pat.
No more. I thought I need to speak for the people. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Niu Honglin.